session. By the way, that was Lira kicking us off as always. I love Lira. And that song especially, I kind of always sets a nice tone for the conversations that we're about to have, especially now that it is Women's Month. I think it becomes even more appropriate. Megan Rogers is the director and head of the oil and gas sector at Clive Decker Hofmeyr. And we're going to be focusing on her personal journey in terms of not just climbing the corporate ladder, but also working in what is traditionally a very male-orientated field. Megan, good morning to you, and thank you so much for being available to come and share part of your story with us today.
My pleasure, Kathy. Good morning to you and to all your listeners as well. Thank you for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about your journey. Where did it begin? Did you always see yourself being a trailblazer in the oil and gas space? And how were you actually exposed to the sector that you're in now?
Well, so I was born in the 70s. I was a 70s baby. And, you know, a lot of my childhood was shaped by, you know, the apartheid legal and cultural grip on our society. So essentially, my roots go back to growing up in an era where, you know, you were really taught that the value of a woman like me, a woman of color, was lesser than. And those are the roots and the uphill battle, which ultimately led to me sort of what I call swimming upstream, swimming against the tide and against the current. And that journey led me to what is essentially a male-dominated legal fraternity and also a male-dominated oil and gas sector, probably even more so in this particular sector. But my journey was really, you know, started from swimming sort of upstream and against the tide to reach the point that I currently am at in my career.
Mm. Many people, of course, would think, well, what does one have to study in order to do what Megan does? And perhaps let me take myself a couple of steps backwards. What do you actually do?
So I'm essentially a corporate oil and gas lawyer. So I work on M&A transactions between oil companies and, you know, international oil companies that enter jurisdictions such as South Africa and Africa, who look to explore for hydrocarbon resources in the country. And that's really my level of sort of expertise and experience. It's a corporate nature, a corporate sort of mergers and acquisitions nature. And it's really about guiding sort of these international oil companies as they come and explore in the jurisdiction for the potential resource, oil or gas resources. Mm. So it is very niche and very specialized in terms of, you know, the scope of work and the types of clients that I deal with. Again, very, very male-dominated and very technical industry, very scientific and technically complex sector. And I decided to sort of immerse myself into the sector and allow myself to make mistakes as I learn, because it's not a traditional area of law. It is certainly not something that is taught at universities at the moment. So a lot of my experience I gained through, you know, practicing as an attorney. And of course, I studied further through, you know, U.S. The AIPN, which is the Association for International Petroleum Negotiators in the U.S., and really a lot of my sort of foundational expertise and sort of theory came through international studies as opposed to, you know, being able to study the stream of law in essay, which is quite unfortunate because, you know, Africa is resource rich. So we certainly should have more lawyers looking into, you know, going into the stream of law.
So Megan, if I understand you correctly, how you ended up specializing particularly on oil and gas came out of your own branching out and journey of learning and discovery while you were practicing as a lawyer.
That is 100% correct, Kathy. Mm. That is 100% correct. So for me, you know, even going to university was a challenge. I had to work and study at the same time. I couldn't qualify for financial aid because the minute I left school, I had to work. So I took up a job as a switchboard operator at the age of 18, 19, and but I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I'd always wanted to study law. I had this great desire to study law. And for a while, I felt like I was living somebody else's life, right? Because it was my dream to pursue law. So what I ended up doing, Kathy, was tucking my dream under my pillow at night, getting up in the morning, and leaving my dream at home, essentially living somebody else's life. And we're not wired to do that, right? But I didn't have nearly enough money to commit to studying law. I wasn't earning enough, and I couldn't qualify for financial aid. And this is really when I hit rock bottom, you know, when I discovered that I had been living.
Break. On the Talking Point, Megan Rogers sharing her story with us, climbing the corporate ladder, and she's now the head of oil and gas at Clive Decker Hofmeyr Attorneys. Megan, you know, I was saying before the break, because when I listened to just a snippet of your story, it comes with a lot of sacrifice. I think anybody who's had to study and work at the same time understands just how much effort it is in order to do that, and most importantly, do it successfully, right? The sacrifice that you gave in the first half of your life, do you find that it has been worth it, number one? But also, has it stopped? Are you not having to give more than you've ever given before in order to stay where you are?
You're so right, Kathy. It's a constant process of, you know, breaking down barriers, you know, sacrificing, and ultimately it's about enjoying what you do, because then it doesn't quite feel like a sacrifice if you love what you do. I mean, when I left university, I was exposed to the oil and gas sector, you know, through a rotation in practice. You know, candidate attorneys rotate through various departments, and I was put in the oil and gas department at my request because I found this sector so fascinating, so different. And I developed this passion for it and this drive to succeed in it through, you know, being a junior attorney. And even entering into that sector was not, you know, I wasn't warmly received, because I'm different. My skin color was different, you know, my sex was different. I was not the typical lawyer for that particular sector, or even, you know, for the legal fraternity, generally speaking. But, you know, once you discover your passion for something, for an area of law, you know, even if it's medicine, it's very difficult if you've sacrificed so much at the front end of your journey for you to back down at the back end of your journey, so to speak. So by the time I had reached the oil and gas sector, even though I didn't look like I should, or you know, speak like I should, or I wasn't the right sex for the sector, I wasn't about to allow myself to you know, make a decision about not being in the sector simply because it was uncomfortable for other people, you know? And that's the sort of the resilience and the determination that came through making those early sacrifices. I think what I would like to say is key is to stick to what you're passionate about and what you have drive for, and not have a fear of failing or falling, because here's the thing with failure or falling, you always get back up, right? It's never your permanent destination. So if you have conviction or passion for what you do, then you should continue to do so, you know, and it does reap rewards. In my particular instance, I am currently the executive, the oil and gas executive at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, one of the largest law firms in the country. And I've assisted super major and major oil companies with oil and gas projects across 13 countries and 4 continents. And probably the greatest lesson I've learned on my journey is that you shouldn't take away from our greatness or success. You know, you need to give yourself a greatness.
Megan, and unfortunately, we seem to be losing that connection to you. I'm not sure what is happening there, but we're losing that connection to Megan Rogers, who has just been sharing part of her story, part of her journey, climbing up the corporate ladder, you know, and working in what is a very technical and niche field. Megan, I understand we have you back up.
Yes.
Oh, much better now, yeah.
Hi. Okay. So, Kathy, I was saying that, you know, part of the biggest lessons I've learned, you know, through the journey is to actually just, you know, in continue your passion and your drive and ultimately, you know, knock down the barriers each day. Let's not expect them to go away automatically. I mean, there'll be new barriers each day as you progress through your career, but your determination and drive and your conviction and ultimately your ability to embrace change and to not be fearful of failure or falling is and to be resilient in those moments, embracing what I call your greatness and your imperfections, and offering that to the world is ultimately what gets you through those tough moments, and those moments of change in your career trajectory. Those were the lessons that I learned on my journey.
Megan, let me thank you so much for coming onto the show and for sharing just a bit of your story with us. Any words of encouragement for people who are in the sector, some of those who could well be students who are working towards being professionals within the law fraternity?
Absolutely. Remain resilient, you know, keep being passionate about what you do. Don't allow yourself to be, you know, fixated on success all of the time. There are going to be moments in your life where, you know, you will fail, but that's not your ultimate destination. It's just one of the paths on your journey. Also accept that with your career choice, you'll need to accept the challenges that come with transformation and the challenges that come with being who you are as a woman of color and breaking through those barriers as you progress. And importantly, very importantly, is to pave the way for those coming behind you. You know, be involved in upliftment of the juniors who are coming, who are following eventually your career trajectory. In other words, don't forget to look back as you move forward.
All right. Megan, let me thank you so much for coming onto the show today. Megan Rogers, Director and Head of the Oil and Gas Sector at Clive Decker Hofmeyr. It's gone 11 o'clock. Nomsam Dluli is standing by with